All right, welcome to the 20th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have no clue why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, I think we have a fun one. Got some definite weird ideas coming out in this one, Charlie.
Yeah, you texted me some things this week, and I was like, where are you going with those? So I'm with the crowd of anticipation here. Perplexly intrigued.
That being said, what'd you do this weekend?
Can we start early? Can we just get into it?
Oh, I mean, what'd you do this weekend? Did you have fun? Did you have a good time?
Never mind. We're not going to get into it.
I'll get into it. I'll start them.
Yeah, you go.
Funny, what'd I do this weekend? Thanks for asking, Charlie.
Great. What'd you do this
weekend? I hung out with a college friend, kind of. Someone I met while I was in college, but we did go to the same college. We didn't know each other from that college. We worked together. Either way, I digress. Having a conversation over some white claws, like grown adults. And yeah, and we're just talking. We're at our friend Evie's house, a former guest of the show, and she's a good friend of Evie's. Anyway, she goes, "Yeah, so I work in penetration now." And I was like, "What?"
Yeah, so
I was just like, "What the hell is penetration?" She's like, "Oh yeah, we basically try to penetrate people's like IT."
Like,
we're like fishing, but I had no idea when I first heard it. And also, keep in mind, it's like a Friday night. You've had a couple drinks, and you're like, "What? You work in panic? Like, you're gonna have to explain this one to me, so I don't look like a fool here."
It's just a bold way to start that conversation.
She definitely could have said, "Like, yeah, I work."
Context clues to anything?
No, nothing. That was the best part. It like came out of blue. Because she used to, I was like, I knew where she used to work, and then she ended up moving away from it, but anyway, crazy. I was just like, whoa, penetration, just came out of the middle of nowhere in context, and it was all appropriate. It was the weirdest Friday night of my life.
Yeah, you were drinking White Claws, what do you expect?
White Claws, you know, White Claws are pretty big now, Charlie, they're not bad.
What is a White Claw?
It's literally seltzer water. I was like, how do you not know? Are you been under a rock?
I've had one before.
I think they're pretty good. I like them.
I have no.
I'm gonna officially deem White Claws as good. Like, not girly. They're
good.
They're good. You can drink them. I'm in.
And God said it was good.
It's good. It is good that we are here. Real Bible quote right there. It's my favorite.
No,
I don't read the Bible that much.
I'm not a huge fan of them just because, like, I don't like seltzer water in general, though.
Yeah, but I like seltzer water. I can't drink, like, the lime ones because then I just get turned off with, like, LaCroix. But I drink, like, the black cherry because I don't drink black cherry anything else besides, you know, so I drink black cherry. Pretty good.
Black cherry and vitamin water. My favorite flavor, vitamin water.
No, I don't like the black cherry vitamin. That's a triple X?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of that one. Maybe if it had alcohol and I'd like it. Work on that.
Have you? I don't think I've ever used that as a mixer.
I never have. I know I haven't. That doesn't sound like a great mixer to me.
It'd be a healthy mixer.
Charlie, we should throw a mixer.
Healthy in parentheses.
You want to throw a mixer? Let's throw a mixer. A Charlie and Me mixer where we make a bunch of random friends of like the 20 people that listen to this podcast.
We'll just post it at your place.
Imagine if everyone that was listening to this right now show up to a party at the same time. Like everyone that saw my mom would be there. It'd be well fed.
Yeah, it's very true. Popeyes.
Yeah. Could probably make some more friends just off the food alone. I don't actually know who else would show up.
That's exactly.
So maybe just shoot us a text if you're going to be there for a mixer.
Tomorrow, United Center. Mixer.
We'll wait till this weekend, but yeah, this weekend, mixer.
Mixer. You know what I want now? A concrete mixer.
Ooh. Dude, find yourself a Culver's.
There's one like 2.5 miles down the road.
Ooh. I had one of the.
I gotta go.
I had another thing we had to talk about too. This is big.
Grant, what else did you do this weekend?
Oh, well, this has nothing to do with what I was doing this weekend.
Oh.
But
I'll share my weekend experience then.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm good.
I really thought you were gonna break there.
Said that. Okay, so yeah.
But
Grant and I had a steering contest.
Well, I thought he was gonna break when he tries to interrupt me.
Ice cold. We play golf. It had such promise going in.
Now you care? Now you care?
For the round on Sunday. And then we got to like the ninth hole and we were both just done. We didn't really want to be there anymore.
We didn't care anymore at all.
So we tried playing, so we paid for 18. We tried playing, we got through 10, 11, and 12, and then 12 gets you pretty close to the clubhouse. And we were kind of just looking at each other and go, "We good?"
I think that's enough, but also we were playing behind a bunch of juniors. And they were playing super slow.
We had a third too, and he's in the same boat as us.
All of us just walked off content. If not, like, I'm not really content, but we were, like, happy with being done golfing.
I was like, as excited as I was before the round, I'm good. I got it out.
Yep, got it done after the first two holes. 100%.
Question for you.
Answer. Daily double.
Are you going to go see the new Lion King movie?
I haven't been to a movie in theaters in a pretty damn long time.
I think it's been like 2 or 3 years for me, but I don't think I've had a bigger urge to go to a movie in the theaters than to see this Lion King movie. I don't know why.
You know,
it's a good movie. I know it's going to happen.
You know, I respect it, and I'm about it, but I don't think I'll see it till it comes out on DVD unless someone goes with me. So.
Hakuna Matata.
It's supposed to be good. I want to see it, but I don't really want to go to a movie by myself.
You're not there yet? I've done it.
I'm not that close to myself.
I've done it since college, though.
I'd rather go, like, sit outside by myself. Sounds better. Right. Either way, I had something really cool I was thinking about the other day. Not really, but... Okay, think about if you got every text message that was ever, like, typed out and not sent to you, or email, the same thing. Or even, like, the parts they deleted out of it. Think about...
Okay, so that part gets good.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, do you start messages a lot and don't finish them? So I feel like
No, I just, like, take things out sometimes. Right. Most of the emails. Text I just pretty much send and I kind of forget.
That part, the partial text, like, partial messages you delete, I do that all the time. So things in my head sound great, and then you type them out, it's like, whoa, where were you going there?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like if I start a message, 95% of the time I'm sending it, but I don't know.
Oh, usually on a text message, I'm like, oh, if I type it out, I'm going to send something, or at least send... If I start typing, I'm at least sending something, but if it changes, it might change. You never know.
You might get a lot of those random letters when I accidentally start typing, but I don't mean to.
Yeah.
Just... Blah, blah, blah.
It would be so interesting. Imagine, like, what you'd receive, too. Probably, like... I probably receive a lot of fuck yous. Like, I know for a fact there'd be a lot of fuck yous to me.
You type those out and then say never mind.
No, to me. Like, I would receive them.
Oh, to you.
Yeah, I'm very positive I would receive a lot of those.
It's like, you type those out and then don't send them for that.
No.
Can I get the frustrations out of it?
I pretty much just say those if there's someone sends something and I, like, pissed about it. Fuck you.
Have you heard of people, like, sending emails to people and then on the bottom, and, like, in those spaces, they'll use white font?
And then write fuck you?
They'll write, like, messages.
Oh, no, but now I'm going to start highlighting underneath that all the time.
That just seems like a bad idea.
Seems like a good way to get fired. There's a guy fired in Chicago today for sending... Works for a medical company, and he works in the Medicare department, Medicaid department. I don't know. I don't really know the difference. My mom's going to be upset.
One of those programs.
Anyway, he sent a picture of a larger black lady that said, "When I hear my dental insurance covers $4,000 and she doesn't have any dentures in..." And he sent it to 100 employees internally. It was like a meme, and he sent it. He got fired, but...
Interesting.
Apparently, he didn't get fired right away.
Interesting.
Breaking news.
It was like...
Huh. Yeah, I'm not really sure why he did it.
I have questions on both sides.
I just think it's weird. I just thought it was interesting. I watched the news today. case you're wondering.
I didn't. Yeah, not my style. I like to fly by the seat of my pants.
Good for you, man. All right, let's break in this podium. Unless you have something else to talk about.
No, I'm ready for the podium.
All right, our podium stems off the back of starting this podcast today, which was really tough. We couldn't get any connections. We were having a really rough time. Anyway, the podium of annoyances, like the most annoying moments. I'll let you go first.
When people are perpetually late.
Oh, touche. Yeah. 100%. I hate that.
It gets under my skin so fast.
Might as well just, like, set the time 15 minutes later.
Yeah. When you're a person who should be, like, saying their car clock to, you know, 5 minutes earlier.
Okay, but if you do that to make sure you're 5 minutes earlier?
But, like, I'm saying if you don't
all right.
You should be doing it, but you don't do it.
Yeah, okay.
So you are always late?
Yeah.
Always late. Always like tea times too. Oh, people leave for tea times.
Oh, you know, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Oh.
I will say one thing though, when I'm meeting like a group of people at a restaurant and there's a group of them together and I'm not with them, I'm always late. But that's on purpose. Because I want them to get the table so I don't have to be sitting alone at the table by myself. Like, oh, here's a table for 10 and here's Grant by himself at the table.
Do you think that's a societal thing? I feel like that's more our generation that'll do that versus other generations going
in. Maybe. I mean, I could totally do it if I wanted. I could go sit at a table myself, but I'm just imagining everyone like looking at me like, oh, this guy just got a table for 10 people and no one showed up yet. Like, he must be the outcast. So, I don't know. I do that in certain settings, but usually I'm on time or early. Or if I get there before everyone else, I'll just wait outside and not tell everyone on there.
Oh, just parking.
Well, yeah. Not that I ever drive any place around here, but yeah.
In high school. I'm picturing high school for some reason.
For high school, I was probably always with somebody.
Ooh, Claire.
Yeah, it's nice to have a twin sister.
Yeah, come in handy.
Not that I did a lot of brunch things in high school.
Did you say brunch?
That's what I was thinking of in general. There's not very often I go out to like dinner with people. I go. It's like brunch is like the only occasion.
I kind of spaced for a sec.
Mine of annoyances. I kind of thought it was my. I thought you were back up. I was like,
My second one is when people.
My first one is just like all around slow internet. When you have to wait for buffering.
Buffering. Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
It's what held us back today, and...
It's frustrating. It really grinds my gears.
Yeah, it just gets me pissed off, and it doesn't even matter who. It's like, I could be talking to my mom, and I would just be pissed off at my mom because my internet's buffering. I'd be mad. I take it out on somebody else.
That's a good one. I haven't said before what happened today. My second one, flight delays.
Oh.
Non-weather-related flight delays. Weather, I get. Stuff happens.
Or a late gate change. Like really late. Like, you're talking, all of a sudden they're like, hey, we actually went to the wrong gate. You have to run across the airport now.
Eh. Happens. You know, I'm okay with that.
That happened to me in Japan.
Flight
on my way home.
Flight delays.
They suck. My next one... People that make a lot of noise just like sitting in silence. So, and you're at work and there's
breathing.
There's people like, you can hear them breathing, you can hear them eating, and then they start like humming and you're like, do you need to fucking make all that noise all the time? Like, is there something else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those people.
Yeah.
I'm not calling anyone out.
We all know them.
We all know they exist. You don't have to always make noise.
Do you think they know?
I don't think they're aware, no.
I would assume they don't.
It's probably like a tick where like they have no idea that they're actually making noise or all the time or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like you can't know.
No, no way.
At least it was me because I'd start pissing myself off.
Right? I'd be pissed. I'd be slapping myself if I heard myself humming.
Great. Why hit yourself? I keep humming.
You haven't hummed once. Oh, sorry.
My last one is going to be when people get my food order wrong.
Oof. Are you one of those guys that will let it affect the tip?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Most likely not, but... No, man, I'm trying to think. I can't think of a time where I did.
One time in the past, 4 years, have I ever just, been a dick about the tip, and it was when I ordered, I went to the bar, and I was with our next guest, actually, and we were at Federales, and it's a really loud bar, and no one really knows what's going on, and we ordered two gin and tonics, and then they give us the gin and tonics, and then a different bartender comes over with just one gin and tonic, and starts yelling at us because we ordered one gin, and then I was really confused. She's like, well, I guess you gotta pay for it. So I just paid for it. It was $7, whatever. But I didn't tip her because I was like, you're not gonna yell at me and expect me to give you a dollar. So. So yeah, and then I felt really bad the next day, but yeah, that was the last time I was an asshole to a server.
I almost only tipped 12% yesterday.
Whoa, bad at math. Okay, let me finish this out. Now that I think about it, go ahead.
What's bad math?
My last annoyance is going to be a middle of the week party by your neighbors, or Sunday night. Just because it's not I'm pissed off about it. It's just kind of annoying. Where you're I'm not gonna do anything about it, but could you please be fucking quiet? You know?
I know. This brings me back to college. It was Friday night, freshman year. We forgot to lock our door.
We stopped locking our door at a certain point.
Well, yeah. So we didn't lock our door. And we had conference. So it was Friday night. So we had track meet on Friday and Saturday. So we were sleeping on Friday night, going to bed at a reasonable hour. And then, at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, someone just ran into our room. And shouted, "Let's get him up! Let's get him up!"
And I'm like, "Oh!" And then he's like, "Oh, never mind."
And then I honestly, I don't remember. This is all what you told me because I didn't wake up.
You don't remember any of that?
No.
Why was it annoying to you then?
Well, I'm just thinking it must have been super annoying if it would have affected me. But
I remember it. I'm pretty sure it was one of Mike and Joe's friends. They just run into our room. I don't remember who exactly it was. That's why I say it's one of Mike and Joe's friends.
Yeah.
And they just ran to him. Let's get him up. Let's get him up. And then they're like, "Oh, never mind." And just turned around and slammed the door. And I was like, "All right, whatever."
Yeah, I didn't wake up.
Sleeping in that dorm, that's just all brick and it bounces off all the walls. It was louder than crap. I'm surprised we got any sleep.
I said, it's one of my talents. Once I'm asleep, I'm usually asleep.
Nah, I'm getting better at that now, but then I was like, whoa, what's going on? People gotta quiet the fuck down.
Yo, you gotta keep it down. You best friend, your best behavior.
So that was the podium of annoyances. I was a little annoyed by some of those things sometimes.
It's pretty ticked. You can say that's ticked.
All right, let's jump in this interview here and have some fun. All right, now we have a reoccurring guest for her. I think we're going to call it a redemption interview. But we have Summer Ellefson on. Summer, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me a second chance.
Always. We're always open for second chances. We'll start out the interview just like last time. Same question. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? Because you've had some since then, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if this is a Charlie and Me moment, I guess, but I like the episode. I think it was the July 4th episode where the picture with the thumbnail is me and my friends, but then Charlie's just creeping in the background.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It was creeping, I was swimming.
100%. It's just, you invite Charlie to a pool party with girls in bikinis, and Charlie's just staring in the background.
Yeah, Charlie, whatever helps you sleep at night, but...
You can clearly see that my head is looking in a different direction.
All right.
I don't know. It's a likely story from when the camera flashes.
Yeah, that was that one made its rounds in our friend group quite a bit.
I still have that photo saved on my phone. I thought about making my background for the 4th of July, but I didn't do it.
Grant was one of the cool spreading that one.
I spread that to everybody I knew.
Charlie makes the photo.
He really does. He brings the whole photo around. I hope no one cropped Charlie out of that photo. It was very candid otherwise, but it was even more candid with Charlie in it.
Never.
All right, Summer. Now that you're more experiencing Chicago in the summer, actually living more in Chicago now, what's your favorite thing to do around here in the summer?
I really like to go to the lake. You know what else I like to do is go to this pool called, I think it's called Roby, and it's like on the rooftop, and you just have a whole view of the city.
Where is
and,
it?
And that one's in Wicker, but they have them all over, and you can just sit there and drink gin and tonics and look at the city and tan.
Oh, tan. I heard pan.
I was like, also, what's that?
I think my other favorite thing is to ride the scooters around.
Have you fallen off one yet?
No. Have you?
No, it just kind of seemed like something that would happen to you, so I had
you
to ask.
You sounded offensive, offended when Grant said, no.
No?
No, I haven't actually.
I am 4 years old or older.
What?
I've never been on one of those scooters.
I haven't either.
They're really fun. They're kind of scary, though.
I see them every day at work, and I never ride them.
I feel like you should, part of the principle is just I can't ride it now, because I don't know. Just
it's only a 4-month trial, so we only have a limited time left. Maybe a month, 3 months?
For a limited time only.
For a limited time only, ride for 30 cents a mile.
Does it charge by time or by like distance?
I don't know. Summer, does it charge you by time or distance?
It depends on what brand it is. The one that I went on charged you by time.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then there's one that's on the Uber app. It's like an extension of Uber, and I think that one's dead then.
Ooh.
Does it affect your Uber rating? Like,
well, and there's no driver besides you.
I mean, no, because you can't, like the machine can't really rank you.
What if you could rate yourself as a driver?
Yeah.
I give myself back to 5 stars. All right, Summer, what's your Uber rating?
My Uber rating? Oh, let me look.
All right, we can wait. I'll tell you mine. Mine's.
I'm pulling up mine right now.
Mine's 4.86.
Ooh.
Not great.
Who did you piss off?
I had somebody puke in it once.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna hurt. Ooh,
I'm a 4.9.
You a 4.9? Oh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Probably because I always make friends with my driver.
What are you?
I've gone down 4.84.
Oh, Charlie's a low one. Charlie's the lowest.
It's probably because I don't talk. I hate talking.
Charlie, what did he do?
Charlie's just an asshole to all the drivers. He insults them while they drive.
Say, why'd you take this route?
Why'd we go this way? We should have gone the quicker way.
Backseat drive.
Why are you taking the Eisenhower?
I have like my 3 or 4 standard questions that I ask right when I get in. And then if the conversation doesn't like keep going from there, I'm very content with that being the end of it.
Mine pretty much goes with, hey, how are you today? And they go, good. And I go, have you been busy? And they go, they might say yes or no and then elaborate. If I don't elaborate, then I just kind of know, time to peel out. Shut up.
That's ongoing. Have you been driving all day? You just getting started? And then if you get crazy, you can ask that. Do you have any crazy Uber stories or driving stories?
No.
Recently? 100%. That's like, I know that's very mainstream, but it's just, I don't know, I get some talking sometimes. But yeah, I'm very much like
that. So, who's everybody like?
I'm content just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm content sitting there all day.
I've had two recently, though, that didn't have the stereo on, and we just sat there.
So,
that's so awkward.
So, Summer, what's the key to getting a 4.9?
Are you saying that's a good or bad score?
That's really good. I got a 4.86. Charlie's a 4.84. You're obviously higher. Well, so what's the key to being the better Uber rider?
Usually I sit in the front.
Like, even if it's just you?
Yeah. I feel so weird sitting in the back.
That's bold.
See, I've noticed a lot of drivers have their seats, like, in the front, all, like, pulled up. So yeah. Like, obviously they don't want people sitting there.
I'm just like, help, can you move up?
power move.
Dude, power moves. You're like, we're going to be fucking friends, and you're going to give me five stars.
Well, mostly because I get motion sick, but also because they have to. So, they have to.
Fair, I guess.
There you go.
Okay.
Front seat.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. What? Oh, sorry, I must have heard an echo. I thought you were talking.
Damn it, Charlie.
What rotation are you on right now?
I'm in cardio surgery.
Ooh.
Have you touched a beating heart?
Yes.
What? No, really?
What's it feel like?
Crazy. Last week I got to help with a lung, heart, and kidney transplant all in one person.
What? But you've touched a beating heart. So, like, did you tell the guy after, guy or girl, whatever it was, you tell the guy after, like, hey, I touched your heart?
No, I assume he knew, though.
He'd be like, what if I would have broken it?
Oh.
Damn.
How you like them apples?
Yeah, Ellen is very professional.
I'm going to be a doctor someday, and you guys are... I'm going to have, like, a comedic practice. Because laughter heals all wounds.
Oh!
So cheesy.
I think it's great.
Oh, bad.
I think it's great. There's going to be so many dead people that come to my practice.
So bad.
I'll supervise you.
I don't think you're going to want your license.
Don't depend on Grant for that
one. Yeah, I'm not gonna let you.
Okay.
I'm only hiring people from Johns Hopkins. Smoke weed with that guy.
Johns?
And Sloan Kettering. Anyway.
Wait. You smoked weed with a guy from Johns Hopkins?
No.
It's a joke.
Summer, I don't smoke weed. I said I smoke weed with Johnny Hopkins. But never mind.
Okay, I don't get it.
All right, yeah. Touching hearts. All right, we'll jump in. Charlie will ask the last question, and then we got a little trivia for you.
Okay, so variation of the tattoo question. Last time we asked you what tattoo you'd get. Now, it's what tattoo would you give Grant?
Ooh.
I don't know if I can top the one that's already on his booty.
I don't know, man. I like it.
I mean,
do you guys want to hear something really funny? So I was showing it to some guy, like one of my friend Abe's friends.
How often do you pull that thing out?
Well, it just kind of came up in conversation because this guy was like tatted head to toe, and I was like, dude, you should see my tattoo. Just like making a joke. And
then we're comparing tats.
I mean, I'd had a couple to drink, but then I showed it to him, and he's like, oh no, like it's all right. And then he like has his pinky, and he's like touching my butt, like saying that, oh, if you just like touched it up right here. And I was like, yo, dude, like, it's cool. I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, it doesn't really spell Charlie, but it's not a big deal. And he, like, touched my butt, though. So some guy touched my butt when he was trying to, like, show me how I could fix it. Anyway, what tattoo would you give me, Summer?
I think I would shave your head and then put a face on the back of your head.
A face on the back of my head? Man, that is brutal.
Yes.
That is absolutely brutal.
I don't hope for baldness on many people, but if that was the case, I'd hope you'd go bald when you got older.
Oh, I'm getting Brian Urlacher implants at that point. I am Ryan Sandberging the shit out of my head the moment that happens. Imagine the grow back period in that too, where like they have to shave your head and then they have to like make sure it's all good and then they tattoo it and then it has to all, everything's gonna grow back, like my hair's gonna grow back.
Yeah,
but like you have to tell people about your tattoo while your hair's growing back. Why'd you kiss? Oh, I lost a bet
everywhere.
Just blame it on me.
Yeah, I will literally wear beanies everywhere I go. Doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees outside, I'm wearing a beanie.
New one for every day.
Whose face is it on my on the back of my head?
Yeah, is it like a smiley face or is it like a portrait?
Charlie's. It's Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. This is getting a little too too weird for me.
Face on the head, name on the cheek.
Man. Your body is a wonderland.
It's too late to apologize.
Let's go into trivia. Yes, same game as before, but I'm going to win this time. All right, Summer?
Okay.
Are you ready to lose?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Grant. Where are the Dolomites? It's a mountain range.
Dolomites, it's a mountain range. Denmark.
I can't hear you.
He said, where are the Dolomites?
Oh, Italy?
That's correct.
Fuck. It's a good thing I already guessed.
Woo, that's one for Summer.
Alright, Summer, you're up again.
Alright, Summer. Okay, how many squares are there on a chessboard?
I know the answer to this.
I don't play chess. Is it like 100? No.
That's going to make this one difficult.
Isn't it like 200?
It's not 200.
Wait, that doesn't add up. That doesn't add up.
Not quite.
No.
64.
64 is correct. Okay, it's one apiece. Both of you guys stealing your the opponent's question.
Oh, yeah, jumping in.
Moving on.
You know European geography is like my weak suit.
Yeah, I was going to read you the question about Hungary, but I'll pass on that one. All right, Grant, you have a five-year window to get this question right. What year did Elvis Presley die?
1967.
67? That is incorrect.
Oh, not plus or minus five either?
It's 1977.
No. Oh, sheesh.
All right, Summer. If you get this next question right, you get the win. What country gave Florida to the United States in 1891?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Is it Spain?
It is Spain.
For the win. For the win.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Geography is my strong suit, apparently.
You've now won the Charlie and Me trivia contest. What are you going to do next?
Why not learn about chess?
No. You're supposed to be going to Disney World.
Yeah, same.
All right.
Well, what's my prize?
That your prize is to take yourself to Disney World.
Your prize is your pride for beating Grant.
Yeah, that should be prize enough.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
All right, Summer. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bye,
Summer.
All right, fun times with basically our neighbor.
Yeah.
But always fun, always good, recurring guests. I think that one was a little better than last time.
I feel like we're all better.
I think the funniest part about when we talk to people after some of these interviews is they're like, oh man, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that nerve-wracking to have a conversation, but all right. I guess it's kind of like an interview. Like,
it's the recording factor. And yeah. Like you're just getting hounded with questions.
True.
We ask the heavy-hitting stuff.
We do ask the heavy-hitting questions, like your Uber rating. Have you touched a human heart?
A beating heart.
That's kind of messed up to me.
I think that's pretty badass.
I mean, it's kind of, it's crazy.
Would you, if you were in that, like, if you had the opportunity to touch a heart like that, would you?
Oh, fuck yeah, I would do it. But it's just crazy. It's crazy to think that people do that on a daily basis. They just touch a beating heart.
That's like normal form.
It's like, to me, it's like tough to pick up a phone sometimes. But they just touch a beating heart. Whatever. Just another day in the office.
That's pretty neat. I would like to give an update on the Tour de France.
Oh, yes, please.
There's only 4 days left, so...
4 days left.
It's getting exciting.
Is the Frenchman winning?
The Frenchman is winning.
Yeah.
For the first time in, like, probably...
Ferdinand the Bull. Sorry, I don't know his real name.
Bernardino.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so... If you... want, slash, even if you don't want, I would suggest tuning in. It's getting exciting. Okay.
All right, that was the Tour de France update.
It's near and dear to my heart.
Sorry, I fell asleep a little bit during that.
See ya.
So, yeah, fun times. We have a big time coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. Should we leave it for a surprise for next time?
No, because it'll be all over our, like, stories or something.
Wait, you're gonna bring your phone?
We got a date. Charlie and I have a date. Together, technically. It's not really a date.
It's a night date.
It is technically, we were getting together on a Thursday night. Kind of weird. But, yeah, we're going to a concert in downtown Chicago at the United Center.
It's gonna get rowdy.
It's interesting because this guy definitely has a couple love songs, so I'm not sure.
Also, I don't think I've listened to any of his new stuff.
Oh, you have in my car.
See, that's the thing is, I don't know it's always him though.
Oh, that's fine. You'll recognize it when it comes on. Who cares?
Yeah. So tomorrow at work, I will be listening to his. This song's pretty much all day, just trying to familiarize myself with it.
Good luck, man. I don't want to listen to it all day and then listen to it in a concert. I'm going to listen to weird shit during the day and then listen to that in a concert and feel better and then take the Halsted bus home and sleep.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
We haven't said it's Khalid. We're going to Khalid.
Oh, yeah.
We talked this whole time about, I never named it.
I figured everybody already knew. Once I said location and everything, they should know that they can just look up what happens in the United Center.
I'm sure everyone will just go look it up, yeah. Fun story about this, actually. I was telling my sister I was going to this concert, but she said, she thought I said Glee, like the show Glee. And I was like, why are you going to a Glee concert? And she's like visibly upset that I was going to this. And I was like, I thought I asked her, like, why are you so angry that I'm going to a Glee concert? Oh, Khalid! Now I'm just mad because I'm jealous. I thought it was funny.
God, that's pretty funny, man.
Alright, my quote is...
Wrap it up.
We live in a rainbow of chaos. By Paul Shazani.
I got this one off a random white girl's Instagram. What a wonderful thought it is that some of our best days are ahead of us.
Deuces, I guess.
Deuces.